We're heading to French Farm now on Banks Peninsula with Cosmo Kentish Barnes. He's at Richie and Kate Bocock's property that overlooks Akaroa Harbour. Once a rundown dairy farm, it now grows tropical fruit and has secluded cabins. Using a rugged side-by-side vehicle, Richie and Cosmo have driven halfway up a steep hill.
We are about 150 metres up a gully, and we're surrounded by farmland, beef and sheep farmland, and Kānuka bush mainly. Our property is only 30 hectares, of which half of it is in this regenerating bush and the rest of it is in beef cattle. So we only farm about 40 to 50 head at any one time, just for fattening.
How did you and Kate end up here? Because you've got a background in farming, haven't you?
Yeah, both Kate and I had a background years ago in rural service. So Kate was a fertiliser representative, and I was a stock agent for a short time after we both left university. But I was dairy farming for the best part of 20 years or more, and we'd done reasonably well. We were in a partnership in a farm in Ashburton, quite a large farm. And after 10 years on that property, it was time for a bit of a change and midlife crisis, if you like. I felt that I'd started to lose the enjoyment of dairying like I used to have. So that was the catalyst for getting out of the industry and doing something different. And we always liked the peninsula because we had holidays over at Le Bon's Bay, and I've got a distant relative who settled there back in the 1800s. So it was quite nice to sort of think you're coming home in a way. And the first thing we did was looked at what was growing here, and we discovered that there were some kauri trees and pahutukawa down in the gully, and it's got such a warm climate here at the top of the harbour. So we thought, why not have a go at growing avocados? It sounds crazy, but we did. And so we thought, right, why don't we grow, make it a commercial venture? So we ordered 90 trees. That was before we even moved here. So we ordered them from Gisborne, and they're growing quite successfully.
Yeah. We'll go and look at your avocado grove soon, but at the moment we are sitting near one of your accommodation pods. Now tell me about this venture.
This sort of came about when we sort of were discovering the property, but and we discovered that it used to be a small dairy farm back in the day, 30 or 40 cows. So there was a whole lot of tracks that were already in place that we could get access up to the top of the property. And then the more time we spend up here and amongst the bush, and the views are quite spectacular because they overlook the top end of Akaroa Harbour. So we thought, you know, we'd never done the accommodation industry before. You know, it was all new, but we thought we'd back ourselves. We didn't want to do the tent glamping thing because there was already people doing that on the peninsula and we didn't want to compete with them. So we were at the Ashburton show one day, and there's a guy who had these pods that he had just started to manufacture. And we thought, bang, that'll just suit the environment here with the colour and the solidity, you know, they're all weather. And then, so we thought, we won't just do one site, we'll try and make a business of it and put three sites in, all to take advantage of the bush and the views.
The pod here has got its own hot bath as well, which you've just let, because I guess you've got customers coming tonight.
We've got two lots coming in tonight, so two couples, and the other pod has already got people in it from last night, yeah. So all the water, we've got spring water. We're fortunate on our property to have a good spring, and we've put a lot of storage in. But what we were finding when we were refreshing the hot tubs, the water was just going down into the bush, and then we thought, with the avocados, why don't we utilise that to do some sort of irrigation? So that's what we've done. We're recycling all the hot tub water, and it's stored in those tanks you can see there, a couple of green tanks.
Just beyond the bush there.
It just goes down through the gully. And then from there, I've got an irrigation system. And yeah, so we're not wasting any water, and it's all gravity fed, so there's no cost with pumps or anything like that. Mm. Yeah.
All right, let's go see some avocados.
Thank you.
Now we're heading down the hill to the avocado grove. Tell me about your cattle. What breeds have you got?
I've got a bit of a mixture now, but I had a wee Speckle Park herd, like about a three-quarter bred Speckle Park herd. So we're still fattening some of those ones for the next 12 months. And then I'll just buy beef wieners in from Canterbury Park and take them through to two-year-old for killing.
Now, is this track that goes up to the pods one of the original cow tracks?
That's right, yeah. It's quite steep, so they had to make tracks for access and for the cows to get to the top of the farm.
And it cuts through some lovely native bush as well.
Yes, that's right. When we bought the property, we decided that the best thing to do was to fence off all the regenerating bush and the waterways, so no cattle would have access to any waterways. So that was really important. And then as a result of that, with the emissions trading scheme, we've got another income source potentially down the track of carbon credits for the regenerating bush. So that's been a byproduct of our fencing that we did back when we first started.
We have come to your avocado grove, and it's in a wonderfully sheltered spot.
Yeah, that's correct. They don't like wind. It's a very natural, sheltered north and northeast facing site, so it's about a hectare in here. And we put an artificial shelter in to protect from the southerly and the sou'wester, because that's our main damaging winds.
Richie, the trees are looking fantastic.
Yeah, thanks. I'm just following the basics that orchardists do up north. You know, free draining site, plenty of fertiliser, plenty of mulch, bit of water when it's available. And with the industry, you've got to order your seedlings, and they take 2 years in the nursery. So we had that 2 years to do quite a bit of planning and clearing, because, you know, surrounded by these big old macrocarpas that were all falling down. And then we gradually cleared it and planned our site. So we've got 90 trees here now. So most of them are Haas. This one's a Zutano. So they're for pollinating.
Okay.
So, and they've got a smoother skin. See that there?
Yep.
And I'm pretty pleased. Like the best of them now are around about that 3 metres high. And they've got not a bad crop of fruit coming along.
I can see some avocados hanging off them. When do you hope to harvest?
So they'll be ready in about October. They've still got a bit of growing to do, but I think they're every bit as big as what the North Islanders can produce.
Is this your first major crop that you've got growing here?
Yeah. We've had a couple of small picks, like only about 100 fruit or 150 fruit. But this year, I mean, we've got some trees that have got about 100 fruit on them now. So there's well over 1,000 fruit that we'll probably be able to sell, you know, this coming summer.
This must be one of the southernmost avocado groves in the country.
We believe that it's actually the southernmost avocado grove in the world. Yeah, we're hoping that that's going to be something as a marketing strategy later on. So I just think with global warming and whatever, then it's an ideal climate for them. We're only going to see temperatures rising, and they are a tropical tree.
Yes. Where will you sell all the avocados that you harvest later on this year? Because you are going to have quite a lot.
We would like to sell locally, but we'd also like to sell to like a top-end restaurant, because there's nobody doing it. So we'd like to be the pioneers, if you like, and have a good product to put into some of those restaurants. Mm. And then the balance of it, let's say your seconds and stuff, then we have a food stall down at the bottom of the road. There's plenty of local people that will support it as well.
Have you had any interest from other growers?
I talked to the odd consultant up north, and they still can't believe we're doing it. Yeah, they're supportive of what we're doing. But no, I'd like the industry to come and have a look, as much for us to get some more advice on how to grow the things. Because, you know, I'm flying by the seat of my pants half the time.
Richie Bocock there in his avocado grove at French Farm.